We are less than 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, which will be quickly followed, of course, by Christmas. It's the time of year that's filled with family, fun, and, of course, food. Now, the automatic element at this time of year isn't, unfortunately, automatic for everyone. In spite of the news stories claiming that the economic recovery is well underway, there are many families who are living with what's called food insecurity due to their economic challenges and situations. My first guest this week is here with the details of an annual event which ensures that families in Sussex County will have food on their table for the holiday season, as long as you come through with your part of the equation, which you'll find out about as we talk. She is the director of the Sussex County Division of Social Services, Carol Naver. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on again this year, Chris.
Well, this is always important to point out because, like I said, we get those, hey, it's getting better news stories, and it's not getting better for everybody, is it?
It sure isn't. You know, we've been getting a lot of donations into the food pantry, but since, I would say, about May, we have not been able to keep up with the numbers of people who need to have food.
And this is why, once again, Stuff the Bus 2014 is set to go November 21st through the 24th. Our affiliates are the participating stations. So for more information, you can go to the station that you're listening to, their website, to get more details of what we're going to talk about here. And it's a simple concept, Carol, but, man, does this pay off every year.
This has been so wonderful. This is going to be our seventh annual Stuff the Bus. And when we began this 7 years ago, we thought, well, maybe we would need Stuff the Bus for 1 or 2 years. But every year the need has grown, and we really do look to Stuff the Bus to be able to feed Sussex County families. And everything that gets donated through Stuff the Bus stays right here in Sussex County to a family in need.
And this is going to be at the First Hope Bank, which is on Newton Sparta Road in Newton. They'll be coming up on Friday the 21st, and you can start the party there as early as 6 a.m. And that's also good that it's colder weather, too, although hopefully not too cold, because I know you're going to be out there with a few of these stops. But it does help preserve the food, which is always good, as opposed to doing this in a 90-degree day in the summer, no doubt. And then coming up on Saturday and Sunday, the Stuff the Bus tour moves over to the Wise Markets, both in Newton and Franklin, then Monday afternoon at Franklin Sussex Auto Mall. And one thing I know about this, Carol, too, is first, these are familiar locations. Everyone knows where all these places are, and there is no excuse not to be able to get to these locations because they're easy to get to.
One of the things that is different this year, besides the locations, is that our main Stuff the Bus is going to occur on a Saturday and a Sunday. Saturday, November 22nd and 21st, I think, and Sunday, November 22nd. And normally we have that on a Monday and a Tuesday, but on Monday we do have Franklin Sussex Auto Mall for anyone who has forgotten that the days have changed.
And it's straddled, too, because you're starting off with the morning at Friday the 21st at First Hope Bank, and then it'll be the Monday afternoon because, like it or not, we always know there are people who want to wait till the last minute before they come through, and they don't want to get shut out from the party, and that's they'll give them that opportunity then, too. And you mentioned, too, that it used to be done during the weekdays and the mornings and afternoons, and, you know, people work, and that would, I think, eliminate the possibility of some people at least participating in the Stuff the Bus drive. So by doing it on a Saturday and Sunday, I got a feeling you're going to be emptying a bunch of buses those 2 days.
I am certainly hoping that that is the case. One thing I know about Sussex County, our community is so incredibly generous every year. And, you know, for donation, any donation is fabulous. If you have a can of tuna, a can of vegetables, that's fabulous. You know, because we are at the point many times when that can of vegetables is all we have left to give. So we say any kind of a donation we'd love to have. Also, we take monetary donations as well, and those monetary donations go 100% into what we call a food emergency fund and is used specifically only to purchase food. There is no other cost. There's no admin cost taken out of that. It's 100%. You give a dollar. We go to Weiss Market. If not, then we go to the food bank, and we can purchase food at 19 cents a pound at the food bank.
That's a great deal. We're talking with Carol Naver, Director of Sussex County Division of Social Services. Stuff the Bus 2014, November 21st through the 24th, First Hope Bank in Newton on Friday the 21st, starting at 6 a.m., Saturday and Sunday at Weiss Markets in Newton and Franklin, And then on Monday afternoon at Franklin Sussex Automotive, just go to the website for the radio station that you're listening to, and you can find out more details and remind yourself of some of these statistics, locations, dates, and times. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And you mentioned, too, that it's really a generous county, and it's people of all ages, from school kids to seniors. We see really the gamut of ages and people show up with food donations.
It is so much fun to be at Stuff the Bus events, and I'm there every year. I'm there from, you know, start to finish, and I just love it because people are so happy to donate. I know this year we're going to be having Bentley Assisted Living coming again for, I believe it's their seventh year, and they just have wonderful donations, and many of their residents come, and they're just so excited to be able to give and help. As well as, you know, we've seen children as little as about two or three come and want to stuff the bus. And everybody is just so happy to be able to help. It's a wonderful, wonderful day.
And so far that's been totaling up to over 120,000 pounds of food, $19,000 in donations, which Carol explained how that can, in effect, multiply for more food than what that $19,000 would buy if just you or I would happen to go into a store with that. And just shows you the impact, too, of even with that level of giving over these years, that the need still exists. And, you know, let's talk about that, Carol, because a lot of people, we've referred to this before, a lot of people who have been donators are finding themselves into the position of needing to become a recipient. And this is a new experience that comes with some apprehension. Some people maybe even they inject some shame into it or embarrassment. It's one of those things where part of society that suffers in silence. And what is it that someone needs to just really be aware of if this is going to if they're headed to a food pantry for the first time?
In particular, our food pantry is very, very easy. We are all about dignity for folks, and all a person needs to do is walk into the social service office between 8:30 and 4:30, Monday through Friday, and the very first window, they walk up to the first window, just say, I need food, I need a bag of food, and sign their name so that we can prove that we are, you know, giving the food out. And that's it. There's no application, no income information required. It is really quite easy, and it's there to help people over a period of time. And I mean, that's what we're all about here anyway in Sussex, aren't we? People helping people. And you know, sometimes you need the help and sometimes you give the help.
And as far as what people can donate, I mean, we're thinking the obvious of non-perishable foods, but you also take donations of pet foods, because especially for the older people, a little cat or dog that they have around the house, that's that might be their only family, quite frankly, and we have to make sure they're taken care of.
We do have a number of isolated folks within the county that their pet is their friend. And you're exactly right. They'd rather feed the pet than eat themselves. And in addition to that, you know, folks, when you have a pet, anybody that's the pet owner knows, it's part of your family, and you don't want them to go unfed. So you're going to do what you can do to feed them, and that means less food for you.
So when you're thinking of things to donate for Stuff the Bus coming up November 21st to the 24th, if you've never been down a pet aisle, you know, a can of pet food is very inexpensive. You can get one or two cans on your next trip to the store. And you certainly, if you don't have a pet, you won't need it. And that'll be something you can give in addition to a people food donation. We're talking with Carol Narrett from the Sussex County Division of Social Services about the 2014 edition of Stuff the Bus, happening from November 21st through the 24th, starting at First Hope Bank on Newton Sparta Road in Newton. That's on Friday the 21st. That all starts at 6 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Weiss Markets in Newton and Franklin. Then it wraps up Monday afternoon over Franklin Sussex Automobile. You can learn more about the event locations as a reminder as well at the website for the radio station that you're listening to, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I was just looking at, I brought up one of the supermarkets. We'll mention the names, but, you know, people think I like to make a difference, but, you know, I can't afford. We always too quickly eliminate ourselves from being a player in something like this. And I'm seeing one, two, three, four, I'm seeing better than a dozen food items that are either canned or prepared and packaged or dry foods like rice or those Nora side dishes. there's like a dozen or more things just on this one two-page section here that's under $2.
Well, that's true. And you know what is great about having it at Weiss as well? If you've forgotten something, you can go into shop. But you don't really need to donate during the times that we're there if you can't make it during those times. Weiss is open for 24 hours, and any time that you go into Weiss, if you want to make a donation, you can make that donation.
Three cheers for Weiss, along with having great prices, by the way. You can, you know, get one of those little club cards. You can buy the food at the store discount and well, buy more food to make donations with.
Well, we are certainly hoping that the community remains as generous as they have remained, because we really are in tremendous need of food. Our food shelves have been pretty empty.
And people, I'm imagining, assuming, and they say you never assume, but I'm assuming that people think that food pantries are part of local government, which is part of state government, and you get all this great funding from the feds, from the state. That's not how it works, unfortunately.
Well, what is so wonderful about our food pantry is it's all volunteers. There's 50 volunteers. It's led by these three incredibly awesome women, Lisa Parrott, Rita Oroho, and Joan Kruger. And they make the pantry hum, and they are all volunteers. And they've gotten in, as I said, 47 other volunteers to help them. And it's just been running wonderfully. So there's no government funds involved.
And if you want to think about some of the things you can get for food donations, cereal, peanut butter and jelly, that's a fail-safe for kids and adults. Any canned food like soups and tuna. The Underwood spreads come to mind. You have so many complete meals that you just add some water and you drop them in the micro or saute them in a pan. Anything that's non-perishable. Is there anything perishable that you can take that this time of year? Are you looking? Would you take turkeys, for example, or chickens, or anything that would be part of a Thanksgiving dinner, for example?
Absolutely, turkeys, hams, chickens. We take them, and while we are doing a number of holiday bags this year, they will definitely be going out to families.
You mentioned how the food donations stay local, and there's a, and you can see this over at NJ, at the Sussex County website. There's a large number of local pantries above and beyond the county food pantry. Do you guys network with each other?
We do, and our food pantry, our mission is just to feed people. That's it. We feed people. And so what we have done in the past and still do is help a number of food pantries when they run out of food. You know, we've been helping the Partnership for Social Services quite a lot, a number of the churches that have food pantries in them, because we really just want to feed people. So whether we do it here or someone at a food pantry does it somewhere else, the other thing is if we have folks that we know need to have food but can't come in, we try and find a way to get food to them. I mean, most recently we had a mom with three kids that we found out about that had a surgery that went wrong and was homebound, unable to really do a lot of anything, and had no food for the family. We found out about it, and the volunteers packed special bags for them, and then we had them delivered to the family. And that's just one of many instances.
And that perfectly explains the importance of you listening, your participation in this year's Stuff the Bus 2014. With a really, you're at the store anyway. You know you're going to go in for something, so why not get a little extra something to make a donation at Weiss Markets or at one of the stops along the tour that's coming up November 21st through the 24th. Starts off on Friday the 21st, 6 a.m. at the First Hill Bank on Newton Sparta Road in Newton. Saturday and Sunday, Weiss Markets in Newton as well as Franklin, and wraps up Monday afternoon at Franklin Sussex Auto Mall. You can also stop by anytime at the Division of Social Services. That's 83 Spring Street in Newton, Monday through Friday between 8:30 and 4:30. Make donations there. And if you are in need of food for your family, that's also the location for you to stop in. And rest assured that thanks to the participation of the Sussex County population and the Stuff the Bus 2014, there will be food on the shelves, so your family will not be food insecure, which is the technical term these days. But there is a need, And it's not often enough talked about need, but fortunately Stuff the Bus 2014 is the successful answer to that need. So check it out. More information at the website for the radio station that you're listening to us on right now. And you can also go to sussex.nj.us to learn more about the food pantry system for Sussex County. We've been joined this morning by the director of the Sussex County Division of Social Services, Carol Narbert. Carol, I know this one is going to top the last one, and the people are always there, and they'll be there again to make sure this all works the way it should be. Thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you for your ongoing support for the food pantry. It really helps. We really appreciate it.